This episode is brought to you by Urban Float. Be enthusiastic. Be yourself. Hey, you heard of Urban Float? Well, if you like to relax and disconnect, then you should check out Urban Float in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, located next to Rosenfeld's Jewish Deli in the new Ocean Atlantic Shopping Center on Route 1 North. Guests of Urban Float get to relax and float in their own flotation pod filled with purified skin temperature water and 1,200 pounds of dissolved Epsom salt. The health benefits are profound. I love it. You can book your first float at urbanfloat.com. Just be sure to select the Rehoboth Beach location and use code FIRSTTIME at checkout to receive 50% off your first float. Renew, refresh, and revive at Urban Float.
This is The Film Effect with Tiff.
Why, you stuck-up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder!
Who is scruffy-looking?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Film Effect. This is Tiff. You are with us, and today I'm going to be speaking about, you guessed it, Star Wars.
Yay!
I've got an awesome guest today, a good friend of mine, a fellow yogi, Linda.
Thank you, Tiffany. I am so excited to be here. This is like the real deal, and I love the way I sound. I hope you all do, too.
Oh my God, I do.
It makes me, I'm finding a new profession for myself.
This is what I'm
here.
Saying. Isn't this you guys love this? Oh my God.
I got, my voice just became so low. Anyway, we're talking about Star Wars, right?
Yeah, we're talking, and well, I'll tell real quick, like, what happened.
Okay.
I know you from yoga, and we are, you know, that's how we kind of met, sort of, I think.
I think so too.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to get everybody in here, as some of you people know in town. You may have heard me bother you. And I always ask, like, what's a movie that you want to talk about? And you said Star Wars, which I was kind of surprised, actually. And then you said, I have a story.
I do. It's, you know, let's not build it up too much.
Okay. I won't.
But it is sort of a fun story.
All right, so that's kind of why we're talking about Star Wars.
Star Wars. And Star Wars, as we had just discussed, is coming out very soon with the second of the new series of Star Wars movies, which the...
Is it the last one? I'm so confused.
Yeah, well, there have been so many iterations of Star Wars, but this one is as good as the original, which is what I want to talk about, which came out in 1976. Shall I start?
Oh my God, I love it. You're like doing my job. I don't even... Yes, go.
Oh, okay.
I'm
okay.
Loving this. Well, because I asked people... I don't know. I feel like I have to provide the facts, you know?
Well...
But you have some facts.
I do have some facts.
Okay.
It came out, and I have a few Star Wars stories, but I saw it in 1976.
Okay.
It might have actually come out in 75. I'm not sure.
Let me... It's 77.
It's 77. Well, then 70, how did I see it in 76?
You're close, man.
All
you
right.
You jumped a dimension something. You just went
right.
in there.
Well, you know, the only reason I remember 76 is because I'm going to date myself. Oh, my God.
You don't have to.
I'm going to.
Okay.
Because I had graduated from high school in 1976.
Oh.
So you're right. I had graduated, and then I saw Star Wars. So here's the story. So I'm a big sci-fi fan. Always have been. I'm a Trekkie. I know it's weird.
You don't look like it.
I don't seem like...
And I'm sorry, Trekkies. I'm not trying to stereotype you, but okay, cool.
Big Trekkie.
Nice.
Love. I've watched all the Star Trek episodes. My family. It's like it's a bit of a family
tradition.
Is
it really?
Yes.
Oh my God. I feel like I love you more now.
Yes. And even my first husband was a real Trekkie, and we used to do Trekkie things, and we used to do the Live Long and Prosper, and you can't
great.
See, I'm doing the Spock hands. But anyway, so I loved sci-fi and action
awesome.
Movies. And so I come from movies that are totally different. I like to be entertained. I like to be in fantasy land. I like to go someplace where no man has gone before.
Exactly. No, you're good.
So I, 1977, I guess then, I had just graduated from high school. My friend was driving. Remember, we were young then. I think I was driving too, but we took her car. She had, way dating myself, an old Ford Pinto. It looked like a bubble. It was the ugliest car. And it was that hideous, hideous, like light blue, that really like dated light 70s light blue. And it was awful. It was a piece of shit. Oh. The car was a piece of shit. But hey, in those days, there were things called drive-ins.
I miss the drive-in, man. As if I spent so much time in a drive-in.
I never really did.
Can I interrupt for 2 seconds?
Absolutely.
Just to give the full experience of your story. Mm-hmm. Where was this? Where did you live?
This was in New York. I am a New Yorker. Good. I have my New York sweatshirt on, actually, today. Yeah, so I grew up in New York, and this was almost in Queens. So the border of Long Island and Queens. Mm-hmm. And Star Wars, I knew nothing. I knew that I was going to go with my friend Diane in her ugly little Pinto, and her brother and sister-in-law were going to go in their car, and we were going to drive in through the things and park next to each other. I don't think I'd ever been to a drive-in either. Like, this was a whole new thing for me. So we get there, and you have to go over these bumps because your car has sort of got to be on an angle so you can see the screen. This is really, really old. You get a speaker thing. You stick it in the car. Okay, so we were a little druggy at that time.
Oh, okay.
So
wasn't everyone?
Well,
back
I think
in that
so.
70s? And are we talking? Time, come on,
we're talking 70s.
Like the norm.
We were getting high, so we're passing joints back and forth through the cars.
Oh my God, what a scene! That should be like in a movie.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, so we're pretty high. I'm really high, actually. And this movie starts, and at that time, Star Wars was groundbreaking. I mean, there was not a movie anything like Star Wars. Like, you had Star Trek, but Star Trek was pretty hokey.
Yeah.
Star Wars, and it just, as I recall it, and this is my recollection, and I've seen it 1,000 times since then, and it's not really accurate, but this is what it felt like to me as a high 17-year-old in a drive-in.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I sat there, and it seemed for like an hour. And nobody said a word. And all I heard was beep, boop, beep, boop, and all these little creatures. And I said, we just kept getting high and high.
Oh, my God.
I said to my friend, I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, you're like, what are we at here?
Yeah.
This is
so. That was my initial Star Wars experience. But I absolutely adored the movie. I got so much out of it. The movie has a great message. And mm-hmm. we were sort of talking about it a little bit before we came in here. It's about evil and how good can triumph over evil. Mm-hmm. And how with community, mm-hmm. a community can triumph
so
over an evil empire.
I know.
And there's so much more in it. But R2-D2 is my favorite. I have an R2-D2 in my car.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
yeah.
I do. I have a little statue in my car. He is. I love my R2-D2.
R2 is the best.
R2 story.
Oh.
My little R2-D2, who was in my car, right after that movie. He's a little statue. I meant to bring him in.
From the 70s?
From the 70s.
Okay, now I'm pissed I didn't see it.
I'll get him.
We're
going
to go look. I'll take a photo for my listeners.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take a photo post.
He's next to my Buddha in my car.
Yeah, that's perfect.
R2-D2 and a Buddha. That says a lot about me. But so R2-D2's been with me. For really, how many years? For Jesus, whatever,
I know,
a long
let's
time.
Let's not do the math. It's too much.
And he, I don't know if he's, is R2 a he? Who knows, actually? R2
I think
is
he
a
is
creature.
A, R2 I don't have the right word. There's a word.
There's a word for what R2
when
is?
When you're not sexually one thing or the other. I forget the word, young people. Don't scream at me.
Oh, what is?
It's not binary. It's, there's all this new language.
Yes, I don't.
It's not pan. Oh, shit. That's all right. You know what? Call in.
Yeah, call in.
There's no live, but you know what? Just later, message me and be like, the word you were looking for, Tiffany, is this. But yeah, he's not a gender. He's a robot, but he's not even a male. But it's funny because we look at C-3PO and we say, that's a dude.
Right.
He's like a Ken doll without a penis.
Yes.
Said that word. I just said it.
Well, I use the F word. Is that okay? I didn't even ask him. I allowed to use the F word.
You can say this is explicit content. I checked the box.
All right. But yeah, so whatever R2 is, let's just call it. Oh, I like to.
No, I'll give him a name.
R2. We'll just call him R2.
He's like a child.
He's wonderful. So anyway, so R2 lives in my car. Mm-hmm. And R2 has gone from car to car to car to car. And one year, many moons ago, my car was stolen.
Oh.
And I didn't give a shit about the car. That's... All I cared about was R2.
Wow.
I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Where's R2? Oh my God. They got R2. They got R2.
Yeah, you're like, fuck that.
I know.
Yeah.
So that was the year I got married to my first husband. Hmm. When we got married and the car was stolen just before we got, should have told me a lot about the future that my car was stolen before we got married. I'm like, oh my God.
Signs.
Yeah.
The signs.
So the car's gone. R2's gone. I'm very upset about that. They recover the car. Mm-hmm. A mess. Like they had ripped everything out and this and that. But R2 was in the car.
Wow.
So I got R2 back. So
that's amazing.
R2. I know, isn't it? I know.
It kind of is.
I know. I'm telling you. I love the Star Wars. I love Luke. I love Han Solo.
Yeah.
Love them all. Love them all. Love the Wookiee. I mean, it's
Chewbacca.
Great. It's great shit.
Oh, my God. He's like a giant dog.
He's wonderful.
I mean, that's saying, sorry. Was that bad? I don't know.
No. He's a giant. Like he's a hairball.
He's like, you just like want to hug him like a giant stuffy. You know, it's like, hug me. I always thought, like, what it must feel like to have Chewbacca hug you because he's massive.
I would love to have. Okay.
Tell me what else you want. That might be in another kind of movie genre that we're not going to really get into.
But,
well, that's a great story. And I think what's interesting is, like, Star Wars and, like, movies like this, but I think specifically Star Wars, it, like, either really resonates with people where they get like this, where they're, like, just like, oh, my God, Star Wars. It hits you in the soul, and you're like, oh. But some people are really just like, oh, whatever. I didn't understand that. I don't care about that. Do you find that there's no middle ground with Star Wars with people?
Well, yeah, I do. And I find that people sort of, and maybe that's changing a little bit now. But they generally dismiss Star Wars as like, ugh. It's just a silly sci-fi movie.
I know. I get angry a little bit.
I get really pissed off.
Do you?
Know?
Good. I feel like we should go. You know what? Before I even get into more of this conversation, can we see this movie together? Because I have to tell you, and I love my children. Guys, you guys are amazing. I know you're just where you're at. And Duncan may decide to like, all right, Mom. But they're not like, I've shown them all the movies. And I wasn't a fanatic. But I want to go see this movie. And I just feel like I have nobody that wants to see it with me.
I do.
And I'm sad.
Don't be sad.
I was like, well, come on, man. What?
Why don't they want to see
I
this
don't
movie?
Know. They you don't know. Care. They're like teenagers. They're like, I don't know. It's like kid stuff. I don't know. Like they're not, because I haven't, you know, I have a friend who's like a lunatic because I worked at a, growing up, I worked in high school in a movie theater. And he was like, we were all kind of the same age, even though he was like the assistant manager, which is hilarious. But he's a super sci-fi, Star Wars lunatic. Like, and I grew, you know, being buddies with him. I was like all about that. And when we both had kids around the same time, which is really funny. And I remember when his kid was like a baby, he's like such a nerd. Like he had Steve, I'm talking about you. I'm going to like tag you on this post. I love you, man. But he had like a whole room of Star Wars figures and like he's in the boxes.
Yeah.
So he's one of those. And he had like a little book he made, like alphabet book with like the names of all the. So he was like feeding his kid like Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like almost like from day one. So like his kid is like into it as a teenager. But I didn't do that.
Well,
so.
Not many people do, I have to say. Steve, you're unique. And I'd like to meet
like,
you.
He's amazing. I love you, man. You like you and your passion and like our love of just all this stuff, you know. I was like, oh, it's so you, man, to make a book of like A is for, you know, I don't even know, but like the whole thing. So, but go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, that's incredible. And I will see it with you. And I'd love, let's go see the new one together.
That's what I want to see.
Yeah,
that's what I'm
go.
Saying.
We
let's
can,
go.
You know what? I will start a campaign.
Please, let's get
a
group.
We'll start a campaign and we will get a whole group and we can dress up in, you know, we can dress up as we go
oh
to the movie.
Because oh my
I
God,
think
Linda.
It's gotten to like that Rocky Horror Picture Show kind of cultish kind of following. I will dress up. I'll bring a light. I have a lightsaber.
Oh my God. Should we tell the audience? Should we create a group event?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. I don't
do
know when
it comes
out.
Do you guys want to go and like take over the movie theater?
Yes. Let's do it. Yay.
All right. I'm going to put it out there on my Facebook page. We'll
talk
about it. about it.
Put it out there, and I'll put it out there too, and I'll see how many friends I can get together.
Yeah, man.
But when I did see the newer one that came out last year around this time.
Okay, yeah.
I was in. No, it was 2 years ago at this time because. Mm-hmm. Can I?
You can say whatever. Sure. Yeah.
I was in rehab in Fort Lauderdale.
It's your preference.
Like
yeah.
Everything. All of my memories revolve around something where I was or what I was doing or what I was driving
okay,
in or what
okay.
I was wearing.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah,
I recall
yeah.
that. So I said, I got to go see the movie. I went out. The day it opened because I said, you got to let me out. You got to let me out. I got to go
like,
see
you guys
Star
don't
Wars.
Understand my R2 guy.
I got
to
go.
Let me tell you the story. Like, you know, they're like, okay, sure, Linda.
Then they said, you can go. So I went. I was escorted, and which is fine. And
that's so great.
People were dressed up. They had Darth Vader hats on. I was so jealous. I was like, I want that. But
oh, my God. We should
go
to Comic-Con. You would flip out.
Oh, I would love it. Oh, I would love
it. Have you ever been to that?
No.
Like, I'm not such a, like, I don't know everything. Like, I'm not so detailed.
I'm not a huge, like, I have
right.
certain
like, you,
sci-fi
you have
that
a love.
I like.
Yeah, but, like, even because that part's really funny. Like,
oh,
when you
God.
Go, I've been to a small one they had in Ocean City, and it's just people are walking around, like, the whole group of, like, Empire, you know, like, all the Death Star, and, like, you know, all of, it's crazy. Like, people are in full gear, like, just walking around. It's hilarious.
I've got to go.
I
must
have seen, like, 5 Darth Vaders. I was like, what is happening? There's, like, 20 Stormtroopers here. This is crazy.
I don't know what I would be. I might be Princess Leia.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
I sort of would have to be.
Right.
But anyway, so yeah. I love it, and I'm all in. Let's go, and I'll get dressed up.
All right. Well, I'm going to put it out there. So, but let's backtrack a bit because
okay,
you had
sorry.
A
great.
No, this
a
is what
bit.
I. This is what we do. I'm just going to give people. You, if you guys don't know the basic facts of this movie.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with you. I'm sorry. So you said it was released in May 25th, 1977. Director George Lucas, obviously. Music John Williams. I mean, all of these are like it's like so classic now. The movie had this is interesting.
Maybe
the movie had a budget of $11 million.
Oh,
do you want to know how much
God.
Money it made in the box office?
No, how much?
$775.4 million.
Yeah, baby.
Wow.
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 Yeah.
Did you love Carrie Fisher before this? Or did you know?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, no. I didn't really know that much about her. I did like her character. She was a little cutting edge for the time because she was a princess, but she was strong and she was a warrior, which was really nice. Her hairdo left a lot to be desired.
But to this day, I mean, God.
The buns on the
head. You put those donuts on the side of your head and like, it's like Princess Leia.
I know. It's very iconic. And I got to like her a little bit. She struggled and it's pretty sad that she lost that battle.
I have a weird connection to her too.
Yeah.
Kim Painter. I'm talking about one of my good friends, Kim. When I lived out in California, we all had odd jobs and she was living out there and she ended up getting, she was Carrie's personal assistant for like over 10 years. And so she's a real connection to Carrie and like Carrie was at her wedding and like, so I got to meet her a couple times and I mean, it's like you said, like an amazing kind of like sad story, but like she was just quite a character, you know, in real life too, like brilliant, smart, funny, interesting. And it's a shame, but who do I just love Carrie. So like,
Yeah. And yeah. If you've read her, I haven't read her memoir, but I've read excerpts
Did
of
you?
It. And, Star Wars, I think she was 19 when she was in Star Wars, which that's pretty young to have
it's
that
really
kind of intense fame blasted on you. And, you know, she grew up with Debbie Reynolds and Eddie Fisher.
Yeah.
Last name's Fisher.
That's
not so hard to figure out. right.
Hey, we're together, man. Don't worry.
it's pretty sad because I understand her battle. And I don't know how it happens that some people make it and some people don't. So
it's just, we don't know. I'm trying to look, I'm doing a lot of shout outs today. I'm going to shout out to Christian Moore because I ran into him today and he is involved with Motto Mortgage. He's been listening and he's like a great, like, you know, he's got a business right over in this area. And he mentioned that I should check out some of these trivia facts about these movies. And there's like some stuff here. So thank you, Christian, for your input. I'm listening to you with my sexy voice right now.
Ooh, I lost my sexy voice.
Oh, bring it back. Bring it back. Okay. I'm trying to see what's in here about Carrie. Actually, it says that when Carrie Fisher's mother, Debbie Reynolds, heard about this, she called Lucas complaining about how insulting it was for her daughter to be flying coach. Because she had, I guess he flew her coach class rather than first class to the production.
Well,
that's funny. Hmm. Fisher was in the room with Lucas when he took the call and after a few minutes asked if she could talk to her mother. When Lucas handed her phone, she simply said, "Mother, I want to fly coach. Will you fuck off?" and hung up.
That is Carrie
That's
Fisher.
So Carrie Fisher. But she was young, and like I don't know a lot of this stuff. Like I know little bits because I've seen things on the making of Star Wars like in the past. And everybody did say during the making of it that like most of these actors thought like this is going to be the biggest bomb that ever happened. And because they didn't see any of the special effects. They're in these weird outfits. They're in front of screens. They're saying all these dumb lines like... I can see why they didn't know that this movie could be big. And I don't think even Lucas knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think anybody knew what was going to happen. Least of all, people that went to the movie, including me. I just drove in.
Yeah.
I just was overtaken by it.
Did you remember? I mean, this is an interesting. I love when I get to talk to somebody that was like there when it happened. Like, do you remember like the commercials or like how they were kind of promoting this movie? And is that like why you went? Or did you just go because it was like, oh, Star Wars, let's check it out?
I just went because it was, oh, Star Wars, let's check it out.
Okay.
I don't remember it having a big hype because I didn't really know anything about it. And I remember thinking, this is interesting. And there was like a groundswell of kind of like conversations about it being.
Right.
Groundbreaking. Well, not everybody agreed with that. I did. But and I just said, I gotta go check this out. I knew nothing when I walked in other than it was sci-fi.
And you're in.
I am so in. I am in.
I love this.
I got a little R2-D2 for Christmas last year. Right? One of those kid guys that like you program and he like runs into furniture and shit. I couldn't unprogram him.
Oh my God.
And he just kept
all
around the house.
You're like, I'm living in Star Wars
scared
now.
Scared the shit out of my dog. I just said, oh, I'm sorry, R2. You gotta go. I'm really sorry. You gotta go. Bye-bye. Daisy was, what's that thing?
It's like Alexa now.
I know, right? It's like Alexa.
Tell me the weather.
Alexa has started to say my name.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I'm not going to get into this with you, but there's some robots are, it's a scary thing what's happening. The way they read you. Alexa's reading you every day. I don't know if you know that.
I don't have a problem with that because.
Do you mind?
Not at all. Because I don't have anything that exciting that she's going to find out.
No. I mean, she just might try to sell you things. That's basically it.
She already is.
What does she try to sell you?
Different things from Amazon.
Oh.
And actually, I've bought. She'll say, Linda. She does. She says, Linda. She does. And I can tell when she's going to say Linda.
Have you guys?
Yeah, there's another movie. Maybe we'll talk about this next time. I don't want to change.
No, yeah, I know. And I just got us off Star Wars. I'm sorry, guys.
Have you seen Her?
That's Joaquin Phoenix. I would love to talk about
Scarlett
that movie.
Johansson.
Oh my God, I love that movie. Something.
It's amazing. That's a little like what Alexa's doing with me.
Whoa.
Yeah. I don't know. In the morning, like I ask her, "Okay, Alexa, what's the weather today?" And she tells me, and then I say, I don't say anything, and then she has. Have a good morning, Linda.
Holy cow.
She just started.
She just started.
Like a few weeks ago.
Your life might become a sci-fi movie very soon.
I don't have a problem. That's cool. I'm in. Make me a sci-fi movie. Yay.
We'll do it. All right, well, I'll try to bring us to some, because you were mentioning in the beginning, and I can't, you know what, you can, sorry, I'm giving your microphone instructions.
Okay?
If you want to sit back like I do, like you can move this guy.
No, I like sitting forward.
Because then you can like kind of,
No, this makes me, I've sit
you're
up
good.
Straight.
Look at me, I'm like caretaking it. You. What
I'm happy that you are. Please
really?
Do.
Really? Can I
somebody
make you,
take
can
care
I make
of
you a
me.
Cup of tea? No, I wish I had tea.
I got my coffee.
She's got your coffee. Okay, so, but we didn't even talk about the story, because it feels weird to even talk about the story.
Yeah, we should talk about the story.
But you said like the force, and there's concepts of this story that touch people in a way that has way more to do with like all the details, you know.
Yeah,
that it's like there's lightsabers and there's fighting and boom, these ships. Look at my sound effects.
Nice, you know, nice.
Luke! You know, like all this stuff. But there, and that's what I resonate with, too, is this kind of deeper thing that happens in the story. So I'll let you take this. Yeah, tell me.
Well, I mean, basically what the story does to me, and I could actually get emotional about this, so let's hope that I don't.
I might have tissue box somewhere.
Don't worry about it. I won't get that emotional.
Why not?
You never know. I mean, basically it's about a kid, Luke, who has a tragedy in his family. I mean, his and he's adopted too.
Right.
So it's not even, so he's living a unique kind of a life. Not unique, but not the standard family kind of that. And he's adopted, and those parents die terribly.
Terribly.
Terribly. And he has to find them. And then he takes off to find revenge, really.
You're right.
And avenge his family and the loss of his family. And he meets up with a sage, Obi-Wan Kenobi, who enlightens him a little bit, while teaching him to be a warrior and a fierce warrior, but using a higher power. Yeah. And I'll say a higher power.
You can. I love this. It. No, this is like, I think in some weird way, and I don't mean it at all, but like there's a lot of, you know, for people in recovery and not to exclude people that aren't. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people coming on here lately that are sharing a lot about that. So I kind of appreciate it because I think we all need a little bit of it in some weird way. Right?
We're all addicted to something. I'm sorry, but it's true.
We're all human, man. So go ahead.
So anyway, he becomes a fierce warrior with the help of the Force, which is his higher power, whatever you want to call it. And he learns the ways of the Force, which I look at that as the ways of the higher power and how to work with your higher power. And along the way, he meets some characters. And
right.
He becomes a hero because he saves the princess and he makes friends with Han Solo. And then he has the Wookiee and all that cool stuff happens along the way. But the bottom line is, and he's fighting against Darth Vader, who, and the Empire. So it's this big, scary, bad thing. It's the dark side.
Yes.
And he's the light side. And he triumphs over evil.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what the story is about, with help, with community.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just him that went into battle. He had to use all of his other Jedi Knights. And it was a struggle. But it just says, you know, with the right essence,
mm-hmm.
good can overcome evil.
Yeah.
And
it's like funny because in a similar way, you know, like he is just really open. First he's angry, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Then Obi-Wan is like our guru, you know, like he comes right. in and he's kind of this mental, like he's a very easy energy. He's like, just mm-hmm. this is the way, you know, Luke. And so he makes, you know, as over through, I think there's moments throughout the movie where Luke is like a little, he's like a teenager.
He's a
like,
kid.
This is me.
Yeah.
And then Obi-Wan's like, just listen to this, you know, the deep voice.
The Force is with you, Luke, always.
You know, he's able to take it in. And then he becomes open and not through, and a lot of it's through happenstance that this group of misfits
mm-hmm.
come together and they all kind of, which I love that piece. That's mm-hmm. like, it's not like it was so planned. I mean, it's like, where does Han Solo come from? This guy's like kind of a derelict, you know?
He's
like
a bit of a dick. He's a dick.
A total dick, but everybody's like, he's hot. You know, did you think Han Solo was hot?
I was in love with Han Solo.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Because, you know, when I was a kid growing up, I was little when I saw this.
Well, of course you were.
So we were all doing that with all the kiddie stuff, and we were preteen. I don't even remember how old. Well, actually,
you
no. Were, I was
yeah,
little.
You have to know.
I was actually really little, but so I think we kept revisiting this movie into my like tweendom. But I'll never forget back then, like, we're all sitting around and it's like, I like Luke. And no, I like Han Solo. It was like Luke or Han Solo was like the pick out of this whole thing. And it was like, you would either love one or the other. And it says a lot about you. It's kind of like, it reminds me of Friends and Seinfeld people where it's like, oh no, I'm a Seinfeld. You know, like, it's like, no, I'm a Han Solo. That's what I am. Okay.
I'm
fuck
a Han
Luke.
Solo.
Luke is too
fuck
safe.
Luke.
Luke is boring. He's like such a whatever. Who cares? You know? But you're, I get you, Linda. You're a Han Solo.
I'm a Han Solo.
You're a Solo.
Oh, God. When he says, when Carrie Fisher says, I love you. And then he says,
right?
I know.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, baby.
That is the line I just dropped.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. But anyway, so the story is, it's a beautiful story. It sounds silly, but it's, but it has tremendous morals, and it's a really nice story. And it's all about, I don't know, I look at it as connection with your higher power. That's the way I see it.
It's beautiful. And I honestly, like, I think because I'm older, like, I saw the, some of these movies still make me, they make me cry now because they're so beautiful. Like, you know, to see, it's like there's so many concepts in our life as we get older that are hard to put words to. You don't know how to explain it, you know. And then you watch kind of a, not simple, but like a very kind of, you know, a movie like Star Wars, which is for children, I guess, and maybe adults, but really it just does it for you.
Mm-hmm.
It like takes it and puts it in a way that you can just go and you get moved because you're like, oh, that's the thing that I try to explain to people. But like, there it is, you know, mm-hmm. And maybe that's why I'm weird and I love movies so much, because I've always been pretty affected by the deeper concepts, I think, in a movie like that. Like, mm-hmm. I was talking to someone about Mr. Rogers.
Oh.
Because we went to see the movie, and then...
Did you?
We
How
did,
was
and,
it?
And honestly, me and Nick kind of cracked a lot of fun about it.
Yeah.
We went to the theater to see it.
Mixed reviews, yeah.
Did you see it?
No. I want to see it.
But I saw... So then we went home, and then I ended up watching the documentary from last year.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I have a point to why I'm bringing this up. And I didn't imagine... I watched Mr. Rogers growing up, but...
Yeah.
And I thought, like, okay, Mr. Rogers is cool, and I think he did all these great things. I didn't think I'd get emotional. Mm. They were showing old clips from his show and why he was so kind of revolutionary. And as he was in the interviews from back then, he was talking about how much he was trying to bring psychology and concepts of, like, how to build self-worth in children. And,
mm-hmm.
and some of the ways that he did that every episode. There was an episode where, and this really got me, man, where it was like the woman is like in the land of make-believers, the little cat.
Yeah, yeah, meow, meow.
And the cat is like, I feel like no one cares and I'm not important and nobody likes me and I shouldn't exist and all these things. And then she sings a song about like how I think you're amazing and I see you and you don't have to be perfect. And as she's, they made it into a dance where the song is her singing the positive part while he keeps repeating the negative parts about himself, like the talk.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes this beautiful chorus of like, I don't like myself. I think you're like, and I am like, what am I? I'm in the bed watching this fucking thing, which is a clip from the show when you're little. And I'm crying and I'm like, oh, Mr. Beautiful. Rogers thinks I'm important. Like, I'm literally like having this response. And I'm thinking like, oh my God, Tiffany. Like, but it's because we all, even as adults, want the same things or feel the same things. And I don't know what it is about getting older. Is this what you find? Like, you just kind of, things hit you harder.
Well, speak for yourself, but
right.
Getting older. No, I am. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Like, and I used to be bothered by more things than I am now.
Oh, okay.
I try to see through the bullshit.
Yeah.
And I just say, you know what? I got 20 years and fuck you all if you don't like what I'm doing.
Right, right.
But I do. And I do get very emotional. And I let myself do that.
That's
I
huge.
Allow that.
And I think maybe that's the what I'm getting at is that there are certain places or experiences where we are more vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty vulnerable when I watch a movie. I like leave the bullshit at the door.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. I might cry in the dark.
Yeah. Okay. I let it overtake me.
You just kind of give it permission. Mm-hmm. You're like, let's go. So getting back to Star Wars, I totally agree with you. I think that people that resonate with it are kind of having that response, which is feelings of belonging or, you know, overcoming tragedies,
mm-hmm.
Misfits that don't know their worth and being able to see that,
mm-hmm.
Believing in something bigger than yourself. Another big piece that I'll add, which I'm jumping into Star Wars Empire Strikes Back, but the idea of Jedis remind me of like Buddhas and kind mm-hmm. of like, don't you find that that's the analogy with like, what's a Jedi?
Yeah.
It's like they meditate. They kind of have a power that comes from just mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even like, it's not like they're training and it's such a act of war. It's kind of like their power is to become completely calm, which I think is such a great, it's interesting because you don't see it in a lot of movies really when it comes to things like that in sci-fi. It's like, oh, that's the opposite of what you're supposed to think.
Right. I mean, when you look at, now we're getting really serious, but
this is what I like.
When you look at the stormtroopers, they're like in the gear and they're marching and you hear the marching sounds and rah, 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 rah. And then you see Luke and his ragtag team and they're just in regular clothes.
It's amazing.
Right? They don't have uniforms on. They don't have any of that. They're just, like you said, they're mindful. But the strength comes from their belief. And the belief in the higher power is really what it is. And if you go to, like, we'll jump ahead to the other Star Wars, and I can't remember when Yoda was introduced.
Yeah, that's Empire Strikes Back.
Is that Empire
that's
Strikes
my favorite
Back?
Is when
yeah,
Luke
that's
goes to
great.
When he goes to Dagobah great. And he like, and I'm probably saying it wrong, but like, I love that scene.
Yeah.
I love that scene or that whole part because it's like he's learning. Everyone loves Yoda. I mean, Yoda is the true...
Yoda's
like,
Buddha.
Yoda's
Buddha.
Like, he's the guru.
Every spiritual creature that you could, or person that you've ever known, all rolled into one little funny-looking guy.
I know.
But that's what it's all about, and that's what the Jedi Knights are all about, is the power, the force, the power and the force is with them because it's within you.
Yeah.
And you have to just harness that and know that it's always with you. And that's what I love about when Obi-Wan says, the Force will be with you always after remember when he died, chops his head off.
I know, my God.
But, and then Obi-Wan just...
it's like the Wicked Witch.
It really is.
He doesn't even have a human body anymore. He's just like a fucking outfit. Like, what happened? Where did he go?
He's an outfit.
He just become an outfit. He's like on the floor. It's like, oh, okay.
He's gone.
But he's magic.
He's magic.
He's magic.
Yeah. He's magic. Yeah. But that's the beauty of it is that the Force will be with you always because it's inside of you.
So cool. And so what's your do you have a favorite scene or a favorite part of this movie that like you just, I don't know, just a question?
Well, I love Han Solo.
Oh, the romance.
So I do. I don't know if I like the interaction of Han Solo with the Millennium Falcon.
Yes.
I like that he interacts, like his machine is part of his crew. Really, the Millennium Falcon.
It has a personality to itself.
It is. It's a really fun thing, and I like that. And I like the way he interacts with Chewie.
Right.
And they are a team, and they stick together no matter what. Like, no matter how tough it gets through thick and thin. And I like that Han Solo is a human, and Chewie's a whatever he is.
I know.
He's a Wookiee.
Wookiee.
And that's nice that there's no prejudice. They're equal.
Oh, interesting.
I do like that. I mean, like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
and I love R2-D2, too. R2-D2 is really cool, too, because he's a tough little character, you know? Like, CP3 or whatever, C-3PO.
C-3PO.
It's like, we can't do that. And R2's like, and he goes, you know? And I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that, too. But one of my favorite scenes, there's so many. I do love I like the Carrie Fisher scene with Han Solo when she says I love you and he says I know. That's classic. But I do also like, and I'm the only one I think that likes the scene or even knows the words. It's
no, tell me.
When Luke and the rest of the Jedi Knights are in there. I don't know what those flyers are called.
The
little machines. We should
people are going to be like mad at me.
Well, they will be mad at me too because they're
I should have done my homework.
Whatever those things are that they're flying in.
I know what you're talking about.
You know, and they're going low to try to...
Yes.
To bring down this Death Star.
Yes.
And Luke in there, and they've lost some of their Star Troopers, and oh my God. And Luke's like, stay on target. Well, the other one's stay on target. And then, because Luke's the only one left, and then Obi-Wan comes and talks to him and says, Luke, the Force... Use the Force.
Holy shit.
Right?
I want to cry.
He just closes his eyes and choom.
Oh my God.
He does it. It's
That is like.
Stay on target and use the Force.
Wow. It's so great.
I like it. Yeah.
Do you think Lucas knew that this was going to be deep for people?
No.
I should watch some old interviews, but like, I wonder if he realized that this was going to hit people more in a way that he might have. I just. George, are you out there? Tell me what you meant, because look at how we're taking this thing you made.
Yeah.
I mean, and, you know, some people talk, this is another hippy-dippy thing, but sometimes, because I'm an artist too, I believe everybody's work, whatever it is, whether it's like what you're into, yoga, and is your art, okay? And I think that once we get it, it's kind of like Star Wars. Once you get into this space of like higher power and like spirituality and or whatever you call it, that like you become the vessel for things to work through you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like what's so cool about this movie and the Star Wars franchise and all the stories that came out of it, George Lucas, is that like, I don't know how it happened, but like he was the vessel for all of this to come through.
Mm-hmm.
This crazy idea and this crazy story, and look at like what it did for people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's deeper than people think. I mean, I think that now, see, we're in it, so we have this perspective. But people that dismiss like a Star Wars or a sci-fi or and they go, oh, it's just a movie, whatever. But no, like people really respond to it. Look mm-hmm. at how people responded to this whole thing that he created. And who knows if he had any idea that it was going to be this way? Probably not.
I think he might have.
Really?
Well, the only reason I say that is being an artist. I mean, you're an artist.
Yeah.
When you're, I'm going to speak for myself. When I'm involved in doing something, whatever it may be, like I'm working with this yoga for recovery, I get pretty serious about it. And I give it every ounce of energy and thought that I can. And I try to think of it as what is the, if I'm teaching, mm-hmm. what is the student, what do I want the student to take away? I'm not thinking about what am I going to give them. I'm thinking about what are they going to get? And I would think as an, that's my point of view. And I would think as an artist, oftentimes there's that opportunity to not just think about here's what I'm giving you, but here's what I'm going to put out and what I'm hoping you take back. And I think that he probably, that was in maybe in his mind because he moved generations. I mean, it's been since the 70s.
It's crazy.
And it's still a franchise that continues to grow and evolve, you know? So I mean, maybe I'm giving him too much credit.
No, who cares? But let's give him credit.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Why not?
I could say whatever I want. But I think also because he starts the story in episode 4, right? Isn't that what we figured out?
That's right, yeah.
So I don't know if you want to believe that he had 3 in his pocket, you know?
Yeah.
Or did he really have all, however many there were, 8, and I should know that too. But so I think maybe he did. That's my story and I'm sticking to it.
No, I think this is the conversation, you know, it's curious. Like, it's like, okay. I mean, I think some of it was because
I think he got lucky too.
Real lucky. Mm-hmm. But I do believe there is, you know, there's a piece of this that, cause there's a lot of movies where people have passion in a story and they fall flat.
Right.
They fall flat. Like, you know, I've seen a lot of sci-fi stuff and then I'll go, oh, that didn't do well.
Yeah, right.
But so something was like, there was a little gem that was planted in this thing, mm-hmm. and it was enough to like hit people in a way that it stuck. And mm-hmm. That's the piece, I think, that when you say the word Star Wars, people either they have it, you know, oh my God. Or they're like, whoa, all right, that's weirdos. Like, I don't know why it's like, but I'm a happy weirdo. Like I think that's so cool. And, that's inspirational to me, you know, mm-hmm. that like you can touch people in so many, don't get perverted, in so many ways.
Wait,
Tom, don't say anything. I always think like as an artist, if I had a chance to sit down with you, George, I would ask that question.
Yeah, I would too. I would love to know. Why don't I reach out to George?
Let's find out. He might answer me. Yeah, I know a lot of people that might have some connections to him.
I don't.
I might know some people, but you know, so this is I love this whole conversation. It's funny. We're not, and I'm sorry if you guys are listening and you wanted more of like a, let's go through every scene and every nerdy detail.
And I mean, I could. I know.
Do you?
Well, I know a lot of the nerdy details. I remember like the sand people.
Yeah, the sand people.
They were fantastic. You see, that was in the beginning when they were all just, all these creatures were hovering around.
It was such a fantasy world.
Granted, I was high, but, I still was like, what the, what
is I know, what this? Was the sound that they made?
I don't even know. They were like whispery sounds.
Oh my God, dude.
and then he got angry right, and stuff. Right, and then there was that other guy. I mean, there were some great creatures. Yeah. And now, though, it's funny because I'll look at it now and the bar scene.
Bar scene is the best.
The bar scene's crazy. But it's so 70s.
Really great. I know, even the music. Yeah. You know, like... And that's the thing, too. It's like you connect to that time period instantly, even though the movie could happen at any time. It's
right.
Like we see it and go, 70s.
70s, yeah. 70s. Some parts of it are so, and actually a lot of it's really dated, but it doesn't matter.
No,
there's
it
so much
matter.
That's timeless. And when Obi-Wan Kenobi and he's got Luke and R2 and C-3PO, and he's trying to smuggle them in, mm-hmm. and the stormtroopers are there and they're like have a border, you know, and they're trying to get over the border.
And
Obi-Wan uses the Force, you know, and he just influences their minds. These aren't the droids you're looking for. And then the Star Trooper said, these aren't the droids we're looking for.
Oh my God,
for.
By the way, move that's on. My favorite.
That's great, right?
That's my favorite trick of the Jedi thing. And I make jokes all the time that I wish I had that power.
Right?
Don't you wish?
Well, I sort of think I do.
Do you? No. Please teach me.
No, I don't. But that would be a great power. You know what? You can't.
Linda, show me the ways of the Force.
The Force. May the Force be with you.
These
always.
Were never your cookies. Of course I asked for that free cappuccino. Yes. I paid for that 5 years ago. No, like, I honestly, I want that ability. You know, can I do that on my mother? That might help us a lot.
I'd like to do that on a lot of people.
I told you this 5 years ago. Like, don't you remember? no, but it's that thing I was talking about was like this idea of the Jedi's it's a softness. Mm-hmm. It's not even a confidence. Mm-hmm. It's not even cocky. Mm-mm. It's almost like I'm everything.
Right.
I'm not even separate. I'm not even I.
Right. Exactly.
I'm not even I. Like, I don't even exist. Mm-hmm. Like, I am a part of everything and everyone. Mm-hmm. And okay, so now I'm going to jump.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah,
you
I'm ready. Let's jump.
Okay.
Now I'm ready.
So, Darth Vader. Because you talk about the concepts of like light and dark or mm-hmm. good and evil. And, you know, I think we're all presented with Darth Vader as this like very one-dimensional, one-sided thing. Mm-hmm. Scary, the creepy voice, mm-hmm. the black and faceless thing. So you can't make a quick judgment, which is like, he's the bad guy.
He's the bad guy. Oh, you know immediately.
Immediately, he's the bad guy. And that's orchestrated because part of this is for kids and kids don't have advanced thinking. They think, good guy, bad guy. Mm-hmm. That's the bad guy. Okay. So that's easy. But as the story develops, mm-hmm. it gets different, right? And mm-hmm. maybe not really in the first one, but there's hints of it, I think, mm-hmm. even in the first story, or at least this story, that he's more three-dimensional than we know yet.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you agree? Do you agree?
Yeah. Like he would say, the Force is strong with this one. And you learn that he came to the dark side.
Yes.
He was on the light side. So the light side, on the whatever, the good side, whatever you want to call it.
Right, right.
So there's a lot going on with Darth Vader. And you don't know why yet. You see, that's another reason why I think he had a plan. I think Lucas had a plan. I think there was, because there was character. There was foreshadowing. A lot of foreshadowing in the whole movie that carried throughout the franchise.
So
you know, I'm using my hand a
lot. I like it. No, we're
sorry.
Doing the, I'm
sorry.
Italian. I usually hit everything.
I can't help it. I know. I'm trying not to
I
hit the thing.
I just go crazy. You know, you can hit the thing. It moves. Say, like, you can bring it with you.
I don't want to move it. I like it. I like it right here. It's keeping me nice and straight and tall. But, so I think, Darth Vader. Hmm. He was just he represented the evil side.
Yes.
And that's what he represented. And there's also, if you really want to think about it, there's good and bad with everyone. And he showed that he was three-dimensional. He wasn't, you know, he was a 360-degree human creature. We don't know what he is, actually.
He's an android.
We don't know what he is. Yeah, we don't know what's underneath
all
that
stuff. But you're
right,
we have no clue in the beginning.
We don't know.
Not for a while, we don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a man, because the voice is deep.
Right,
so
and we
I think
do
we
see
know
the stormtroopers, which I think we realize are people in, like...
I don't think you know
really?
That in the... you know, think about that.
That's a good point. And they're faceless, and they're all the same, you know?
Right.
And then we have our group of misfits who are not, like you said...
There's a lot of, you know, if you really want to go deep. And
I want to go deep.
Usually this is in Spielberg's movies. Okay. And didn't Spielberg, did he collaborate in Star Wars?
No, but these guys all went to film school together, basically. Right. Like Spielberg, Lucas, Scorsese, there's a group of them that kind of came up at the same time, and they were all about the same age. And they all were they were the first group of people to really come out of like a somewhat of a film school environment, which didn't really exist. Even though Spielberg, and I've talked about him on here before, has a really interesting story of how he came to be, which is just quite, it should be a movie in itself because it's so interesting. But yeah, so that's my answer, is that they're kind of like buddy peer filmmakers.
Yeah. And I think they have collaborated, maybe not on this, but maybe I'm wrong.
No, you could be right. I should check it out.
So should I, but when you look at the stormtroopers and you look at that kind of an army mentality and how they all line up and they're rigid and they're focused and marching, it just says bad war things. You know, it just says World War II stuff. It just says...
No, I hear
bad,
what you're saying.
Bad.
Yeah.
And I think that's on purpose. You know, kids might not get that, but adults do, and Spielberg does it throughout all of his movies.
Right.
All of his light or the Raiders.
No, you're
and
right.
Lost, all of them.
Oh, my God,
and
I love
it always,
those.
I love... Oh,
that's a whole other podcast.
Well, that's Harrison Ford. He's my guy.
I know.
But so I think that that's the same kind of feeling that Lucas wanted to get across. This is bad. This is just evil. And... Vader was evil.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. But I do think they slowly throughout this, at least the last three, you know, the five, six, the other episodes that are go beyond this one before the prequels. But they're giving you more and more about the humanity behind what happened to him. And
yes.
I guess the theme of the whole thing with the Force, which Luke is beginning to understand, is that there's a chance for you to go dark.
To the dark side.
And this is the example of what happens to people when they don't believe, in a sense, you know, in the greater good or the we of things. And so it's that piece that you get to, it gets bigger and it gets more interesting because now you've, and that's why I think you're right. There's a plan here and maybe that's from the books but the way it got handed to us, it's like you get this little dose in the beginning and now it's like, it's going to get better. Like, it's going to get deeper. Just wait, you know, and
right.
It gets complicated. And then you're like, oh my God, that's his father?
Yeah, well,
holy
spoiler
shit.
Alert.
Sorry. Well, everyone knows this show's a spoiler alert.
Well, oh, okay. But yeah, that's
his
father.
No, it really
so.
Is. We spoil every movie. I tell people. It's a spoiler alert. We're going to talk about it. That's what this is. It's a review. Or it's just a chat. So.
But yeah. So he does. Yeah. I mean, you do.
What? It's his father?
It's his oh my God. No.
Ah, you ruined my life. No, I'm just kidding.
No. I'll
write funny. That in the description. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. But no, Luke, I am your father. You know, so
isn't that
yeah.
like the moment where
that's
everyone's
the
jaw
moment
drops?
Where everybody goes, oh.
They're like, oh no.
Oh my God.
I don't know what to think now.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, do we hate him? Do we not? Do we feel bad for him? Oh, can he be reformed? You know.
Right.
So.
And you're like, first you're like, kill him. And then you're like, oh shit, maybe, oh, I don't know.
I sort of feel bad for him. He just lost his way. He needs Yoda.
You're like, send him to Dagobah.
Yeah. But and you know what's fun about Darth Vader, too, is that his voice, I can't do his voice, but it's all that. Yeah, that breathing kind of thing
right.
is very yogic. It's like Ujjayi breath.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. This is amazing.
Yeah.
You're right. I didn't even think
it
about
is.
That.
It is. It's Ujjayi. It's.
So, like, what? Oh, wow. I know. It's almost
Ujjayi.
Like he's using that
he's
to,
using
like,
Ujjayi.
Kind of,
yeah.
like, influence you a bit. Wow.
Yep. There you go.
Yeah. I mean, I think about like Athena, who lives over here at the Lanikai shaman. She's like a Jedi.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just swallowed.
No, you can swallow.
You
no,
can, that was
she's
terrible.
Like, maybe she should have an emerging Jedi class.
Yeah, she
emerging
should.
Emerging Jedi for all the Star Wars weirdos.
Jedi training class.
Let's do a Jedi training class. You know what? You could do it, man.
I'm all in.
You could do it. Like,
I am
you got
so
the yoga thing.
I'm serious. I think one of these days I'm going to levitate.
I think you could.
I think so. I keep waiting.
People do it. Well, I was, you know, have you seen all the other, like, let me ask, have you seen all of them?
Yes.
You have.
Well, when I.
Oh, I love you, Linda.
I lost it with, I don't even know what these were called, the Ian McGregor ones. He was in it for a while.
He played young. Well, those are the prequels.
Yeah, I lost.
That's
I saw
going back
those.
To when
like
Darth
them.
Was a child and his story up
yeah.
to.
What was it called? He had a name. You see, I didn't pay attention.
He was
to
Obi-Wan.
Yeah, yeah.
He played young Obi-Wan.
They
lost you, huh?
Yeah, they lost me. Not because of the story. I just
people were
like
really
them.
Critical of those. I found. Yeah.
I was too.
And
actually.
I wondered if it was because of the quickness of it or the special effects or there was like a. I think some people that were serious about Star Wars thought he dumbed it down a bit.
That's how I felt.
Is that what it was?
That's my point of view.
Yeah.
That's how I felt.
And I thought, what a shame, because I actually love Natalie Portman. And
I do too. I don't dislike the actors.
No,
in
but
it.
The story.
The story just wasn't there for me.
Yeah. And these, I think, so what's your opinion on the. The ones that have been after now.
The new ones.
Fantastic.
Oh, my God. Exceeded expectations.
I know. And J.J. See, this is J.J. Abrams. So he brought it back.
Oh, it is so back. I can't
it's
wait
him.
To
yeah.
see this one.
Me too.
This, the one, the I don't know what that name, is it Rogue One? Is that the one, the last one that came out when I was
you
in
know
rehab?
Oh, shit. I don't even, let's, I'm going to do some digging
Rogue,
here.
I'm not sure. I should know that. I don't pay attention to those, I like to feel them.
I feel like, was Rogue One a Star Wars story?
Oh, maybe that was
because
even before
I loved
that.
Rogue One, though.
Yeah.
Because it's like about her specific, no, who was that one about?
I could
it wasn't
be getting it
the
wrong.
New Skywalker, the girl.
The girl.
Who's like the
love
next
her.
Generation.
Love her. And love that Luke comes
oh
back in like
oh
in an old
God.
As an old man.
Yes.
And,
yes.
Oh, and then, you know, now.
He meditates.
Fantastic.
He's the freaking, he's
Buddha. He's the Jedi Master.
That's
he's
right.
become the Jedi
that
Master.
That scene, and that's where I'm like, look at what they're doing. This is so cool.
It's great. I love it. I went batshit
Did
over
you?
That one. I went nuts. And now, and remember, I'm in recovery for. How long? A few weeks? 2 weeks?
Was that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, but I love this though. Like and it's what gets you. You know, like
oh, it
I don't...
sent me into another dimension.
Oh my God, I love it.
I was rocketed into the fourth dimension.
You were,
which is what's in the big book. But I was. I
That's
was.
Great. Yeah. yeah, and I love that whole. I mean, and Adam Driver. Do you love him? Is this
yes.
like
oh, fantastic,
amazing, amazing? How can you not love him anyway?
Yeah,
I mean, he's like. He's solid, man. He's like a solid actor, you know?
Yeah, so I'm all in on the new franchise. I think it's outrageous. I love it.
Oh, my God. Is there... Okay, a lot of questions, because I know... And I don't know what your time is, but we'll get a few more in. So you... So out of the ones that we've seen, do you have a favorite?
Empire Strikes Back.
Done.
Yeah.
Same.
Agreed.
And I think, is it the Yoda piece?
Yeah, I think so.
We all love it. And I know we're jumping out of Star Wars, but I think when I said Star Wars, we kind of know this is like
it's a franchise.
We're talking about all of it right now.
But I do love the first one because it's, to me, that's Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Right.
I know the words. I watch it
Go.
And I can recite the words as they come.
Can you give me a taste?
Wonderful. Well, the Stay on Target is one of my favorites. And I use that often when I'm losing focus, when I'm like whatever, and I just go, stay on target, stay on target, stay on, which is exactly how they say it. And while he's flying his machine, which I've got to know what the name of those things are.
I know.
What are they called? But whatever.
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. So I use Stay on Target. I use the Luke, the Force will be with you always. I do that. Remember, the Force is with you.
It's
whenever
with
I'm
you. Yes.
losing it, I go, oh, the Force be with you, the Force. And I tell people, may the Force be with you.
No, you know, listen, this is, oh my God, I love that. You use what you got.
Yeah, I do some Star Trek ones too. I do the hand signal, you know, the Spock signal.
I do.
And the live long and prosper.
Yes.
You know, I do have a lot of Star Trek things that I used to. Jim, ship out of danger.
I can't. I love it.
There's some funny ones. But yeah, so I do. And I say Empire Strikes Back, but I do love the original. The first one.
The first one is a solid.
Because it has that place in my heart. Like, it's such a silly time that I remember. I was so being high and being with friends, and it was just fun.
It's like you can go right back there
easily.
Yeah, and I think that's why we like. I have connections to older movies that I really connect to my childhood or like being a teen. Like I was watching. I had someone, we talked about Halloween, the original Halloween.
Oh wow!
And we were laughing so hard because I, you know, it's a little before my time, but I would rewatch it a lot. Like I saw it as I was older, but it was still like the first time I'd seen that kind of movie. And we were talking about like the teenage high school girls smoking a cig, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, "Hey, man, where are you going to the party tonight?" Hey, and we're like, oh, the 70s, like, oh my God, like, look at what people looked like, you know, like, it's like, I remember that, you know, it's such a fun thing to revisit when you're like wanting to go back there, just put on an old movie and you're right there.
Yeah.
So cool.
Jamie Lee Curtis, right? Is that Jamie
Lee?
She's great. She's great.
Good old Jamie Lee.
Love her.
Yeah. And I don't want to, we don't have to get into that.
All right.
Too much,
let's not.
But I'm trying to think if there's
She's
anything.
In recovery too, Jamie Lee.
Get out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All the greatest people are.
Yeah.
Seems like.
Do you know that she, I just read this and I don't remember where, but her father's Tony Curtis.
Right.
And
Janet Leigh. Because I
Janet
did a tie in with Psycho because I'm obsessed with that.
Oh, Psycho.
And Oof. She's the mother and, you know, she's the main lead and gets knocked out. Boom, done.
Yeah, right. Killed. That's a shocker too. But anyway. Yeah. She smoked crack with her father.
Oh my God.
Swear to God.
Wow. That is nutto.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
That's the
right?
dark side right there.
It sure is.
Now that would really change the movie. Luke, come on over and smoke some crack.
I digress, but I went, whoa, okay.
But really, look, that's kind of the dark side, right?
Oh,
it's
real
like,
dark.
Do you want to come on over? Come on over.
And her father. But
and your father is
father.
Telling you to come on over.
It's just, well, whatever. Okay. I really digressed.
And it's like the struggle is real, you know? Luke has got like a lot against him, man.
Mm-hmm.
His parents are dead. Or, he, you know,
his
only like known parents.
Yeah, look at the foreshadowing there. Luke, I'm your father. You see, we never knew who Luke's real father
was.
Right,
and we find out it's
this. It's Darth Vader.
It's like, oh my God, poor Luke. Poor Luke. And can we talk about how sick it becomes that he like is in love with his sister and then they have to like deal with that?
Yeah.
Did we ever just, does anybody want to talk about that? It's so weird.
No.
I think I was upset as a kid. Hmm? I was like, ew, no.
Well, they, well, yeah.
You wanted them to kind of be together, and then
I never did.
But you never did. See, that's the thing again.
I thought she should be with Han Solo.
Well, they were setting up that romance, right?
Yeah. And you know, Carrie Fisher did have an affair with him.
Oh, yeah. Well then,
in
on
real
screen
life,
chemistry.
Just another little fun fact.
Okay. Well, I mean, is there any? We're in about an hour. I don't know if there's any other. I'm trying to think if I have any thoughts about our conversation. Do you have any other last, like what's popping up for you about these movies? And
Just that I can't wait to go see the new one. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait that we're going to have a contingency and we're all going to go together.
We are going to use the force.
I will use the force.
And we will stay on target.
Stay on target.
We can make
stay
it happen.
Stay on target. Yeah.
Maybe we can make it happen.
Yeah.
I think that... I love how you've related to this movie, and I thank you so much for sharing, like, really honestly, your experience with this. And I think that's, like, the love of something you can bring to other people. Like, so what if we're kind of joking around and, you know, we see Luke and he's the Jedi Master, but, like, if that's a way to bring people to meditation, go. Like, we all need a way to get into something. And I think sometimes there's great things in our lives that we could access, but we can't find an in. So, like, use it. Like, you know, like, why not use it? I mean, I would, if somebody said, Jedi Master Yoga class, I'd be like, where do I sign up? Can I wear, like, a Jedi outfit? Like, I would show up and I might, like, learn something I need about yoga because I'm pulled in through the avenue of Star Wars, you know?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Because some of the things in life are really hard to access as adults, and we block ourselves because we think, oh, that's going to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be hard. I don't want to, I have to stretch my body. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah.
But you say Star Wars, and people might go, oh, that sounds fun and light and not hard.
Maybe I can incorporate that into some of my
you
yoga.
Might.
You know?
I don't know.
Think about
I'm thinking
it.
Like I'm very like inspired by your share and that you just have this love of this thing because It also makes me feel less crazy, I'll be honest with
you. It's a little goofy. I will say it's a little goofy.
I feel, but so many people, I mean, it's not that goofy. They're making millions of dollars.
Yeah, yeah.
Millions.
Over 40 years.
Yeah, so it's not that goofy. Yeah. I mean, we're not the only weirdos out there.
No, there's plenty of them around. I know a whole lot of them. But I want to thank you so much, Tiffany, for having me. This has been so fun. I've learned that I have such a lovely deep voice.
You have a great voice. I'm going to have
that.
You back.
I have a New York accent too, you know, I can sound like a New Yorker. But and this is so exciting. I mean, she's got a setup here. I'm talking into a mic. I've got things on my head.
Right.
I look like Princess Leia.
We look like we should take a picture with our cans on. We've got our little buns on our head.
We've got our buns on our head.
We just need a robe.
Yeah.
And, you know, some other things.
And a lightsaber.
And a lightsaber. Because badass women, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't need to be in like a, oh my God, I didn't even get into the outfit.
Love the outfit.
The
didn't
outfit.
You love the
but
outfit?
But everyone was upset about her in the sexy outfit.
It was very
Jabba.
Sexy.
Remember Jabba?
Oh, Jabba the
when
hot.
When she was slave Leia.
That was amazing.
When she was, can I tell you, I'm going to add one more little funny story, which was so weird and so not fitting of me. Now you know me a little bit. When I was in grad school, when you're in grad school and film school, you're also with college age kids, not just graduate students. And so we would be editing our films and be in like the booths. And there were these two boys who were like in college. I called them kids, you know, I was, even though I'm so close to their age, they like seemed young. And for some reason, when they saw me, we were all in the booths at the same time editing our projects over days. And they saw me, met me, we'd hang out, and they're like, you know what you're like? You're like Slave Leia. And so they started calling me Leia. I'm not joking. And I'd walk through the hall and be like, hey, Leia. And I'd be like, do you guys realize I look nothing like this person? First of all, I'm in like grungy clothes and Doc Martens, and you're like, Slave Leia. And I'm like, thank you, actually. I feel a little sexy. Like,
I see it.
Do you see
it? I see it. I totally see it.
I have to thank you, kids, because you guys like boosted my ego a bit.
That's a really nice compliment. I've never looked like Slave Leia.
I mean, I don't have the material, Linda. I don't have it. I don't know why. Unless they were literally just joking around with me and it was just...
No, I see it.
Okay,
I see
all right,
it.
Hey.
I see it.
Hey, I'm going to go with it. Maybe some days I'm Slave Leia.
She was hot.
Oh, man. That was like...
Crazy,
crazy.
Hot.
That was crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, everybody was like, oh, shit. Carrie Fisher.
Hey, she looks good under that weirdo outfit with those buns. Take off those buns off her head.
I know. But then in 5 seconds, she's like free and she's kicking ass.
Yep.
Right? She's like fighting bad guys and like
in that crazy
throwing
outfit.
People off those like flying things. Sorry, what are the names of those? The flying things.
Oh, I love those flying
There's
things.
There's like little, and they're like, shh, you know? You guys can all comment later. All right, well, we'll wrap it up. So, Linda, thank you again.
Tiffany, thank you.
And let's do this again and talk about Indiana Jones.
Oh, my God. I love also another favorite of mine that I've seen thousands of times.
The best. And that's Spielberg. That is Spielberg.
Love Spielberg.
Oh, my God.
Love Spielberg.
So good.
Uh-huh. I went to at Disney. They have a Raiders of the Lost Ark little shot. And I went to see that. And I was like, oh,
I loved it.
Love it, too.
All right. Well, we're going to, I'm going to say goodbye for now. And everyone listening, thank you guys so much for joining me again. I'm really going to put out a group Facebook event.
I'm in.
I don't know anybody that's listening, but maybe a few people. But if you are a lover of Star Wars, maybe you don't have a Star Wars buddy. We're going to be your Star Wars buddy.
I'm all in.
We're going to go as a group. We're going to be like the Misfits and we're going to go see this movie. So I'll see what happens. Let's put it out there and respond, like, subscribe, rate, all the things. Before I end, I should really plug the other shows on this network. So we have this show, The Film Effect with Tiff. We have Rehoboth Social Podcast. We have Food Therapy with Gretchen. There's Anonymous, an Honest Recovery Podcast with Jenna. We have Broken Stoked. We have a new one called The Gifted, which is under the Rehoboth Social channel, and there's probably going to be more. I'm not even kidding. Tom created, he's like the Obi-Wan. He just created a network of weirdos, and here we are. We're all coming together to like use the Force. So thanks again, everybody. Join us next time. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Let's end with May the Force.
May the Force be with you always.